Who Let the Dogs Out? It's 9 o'clock, so I'm obligated to say this is WMFO in Medford. Listen to Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to play another, this is a cover song, but I'm going to play another Smitty and the Fez Tones song right now. And then we're going to play the Bickersons. I think, there you go.
Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on. Yeah! Your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
sword.
Was the Bickersons with Superhero Strong.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. Marilyn sent me this song, and so obviously I listened to it at home before I sent it over here. It's just something about hearing a song on the radio. That just sounded great.
Sounded
great.
Good.
Tune.
Sounded
well
great
done,
good.
Bickersons. Well yeah. done, Marilyn.
Hearing a little Divinyls in that.
Yeah, a little Divinyls in that. I was already jazzed to do the show. Now I really can't wait.
And we played a couple of your songs, Rubble Rubble, and The Growler is the new one.
Yeah, it's not released yet. Shh.
Don't tell anybody on that one.
Who played the Growler? Who gave you the Growler?
Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
He was doing all the barking.
I'm going to ask who did all the barking and the dog effects.
So that one will be coming out a week or two after Dance Angelina Dance on Code 213 Records. Excited about that, too.
Yeah, we were talking off here. That's got a little bit more crunch to it for the...
It is kind of crunchy.
Little right. Billy in that thing.
Well, you said that, you know, it sounds a little bit more
I
like...
I did, that's funny.
I said, well, that's because James, the guitar player in Little Billy Lost, is kicking the song off with that guitar riff.
Yeah.
There will always be a nice connection there.
Do you do the lyrics, Smitty, or is it a...
He does everything.
Well, so for Smitty, I'm letting the cat out of the bag. I take a shot at everything. Drums.
The whole caboodle.
And then when I go in the studio, I have all these talented MFers. It's like, hear what I did there? It's just a guide. You do you. Just rip it apart. And because it was faster and quicker and cheaper that I played drums on the first two releases. Those are the parts that we kept. Obviously singing, backup vocals, harmonica. And then we had Joellen and Linda doing backup vocals on this latest batch of recordings. But I have the band redo Really, because they're just all, everyone's so amazingly talented. How am I going to tell, you know, Andrew Padua what to play on the bass? It's like, no, that's what I did. Now, you just make it better, please. You give him
a solid guideline.
It's the frame of the house. Now, make it nice.
And then Jim and everyone else does
and
their
everyone
thing.
Else.
We just slap the paint.
You know, Eddie with his guitar solos, it's just like, go. Yeah. It's like, what do you want me to play? Well, just be in key. That's all I care about. Ready, set, go.
And Little Billy Lost is a totally different animal. That's Fred, and who does the writing for Little Billy Lost?
Fred does the majority of it. I've written one or two. But
Fred does the heavy lifting.
Fred's the man. Yeah.
James is being modest. We do a lot of stuff that James writes, too.
He has me sing, but I mean, Fred's picking up a little bit more, too, as we go.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of like it when he and I share the vocal thing. It's kind of cool. I like that. I've always enjoyed that when I see other bands do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from the great songwriting, I mean, it really is like being in a songwriting class with these guys. It's just, it's so much fun and no pressure because, you know, these guys come in and they have ideas for songs. And, you know, Pat and I just kind of look at each other and it's like, what are you thinking? It's like, I'm thinking I might Motown this. I'm thinking I might,
So it's kind of cool. You don't know where it's going to go sometimes.
Right. Actually, when it first starts, we don't have any idea where it's going to go.
Or sometimes the first time we play it down, it's like,
that's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Well, the first time we got together and you guys or Fred or whoever broke into Tailpipe Drag, I just knew immediately. It's like, oh no, I'm doing the cramps on this. I'm just like, it's all floor Tom and Tom, you know. And it just made it fun. It's like, who am I? Who, you know, you get to impersonate, you know, your favorite bands you grew up with. I get to be the drummer from the Cramps now. Let's go.
And there's a show. We didn't even talk about the Met show yet, but.
Yeah, so this is so the other
summertime
show
summertime show. This
summertime
is be great.
Show. So this is big. A week from tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. No,
no.
A week from Thursday. 2 days in a week.
I don't know what day it is.
You're right. We're going to be at the Met in Rhode Island. It's in Pawtucket. And the great thing about Pawtucket, Rhode Island, it's literally just across the border. I mean, it's like the first city you run into. It's north of Providence. You get there in like, you know,
it's a 30, breath across the border.
30, 40 minutes tops, depending on where you're coming from. The Met is this incredible venue. It's just beautiful, great stage, great sound system, great lighting setup, very excited. And the Bickersons reached out to us. Tommy reached out to us. And I wanted to know if Little Billy Lost and Smitty and the Pestones.
It's a tongue twister.
I know, my own band. How's it going? And it's just like, let's do this. And so we've been very fortunate that we have this show coming up. Very excited. It's going to be a great show. A lot of our friends. Actually, my mom might even be coming from the Cape. To come on in and see the show.
Has your mom come up and seen you a lot?
Not a lot, no. I mean, she's, you know.
She made it to a once show, didn't she?
She made it to a once show, and she made it to the Jamaica.
That's great,
So she comes out every once in a while. We haven't seen her in a while, so it's also a partial excuse. She's
you know, your mom
house.
Sent me a nice message when I was in the hospital.
That's my mom.
She was very sweet.
Yes, that's my mom. She's pretty classy that way. But, yeah, and a bunch of our friends. So we have friends in Rhode Island because that's where Lucia's from. And they're like, you know, we need to come down to Rhode Island and play. It's like, hey, guess what? Tag. You're it. We're playing Rhode Island. Right. Get your butt there. I'm never going to invite you again.
$10.
Yeah, so $10. Are you kidding me? These three bands for $10? That's insane.
That's a good deal.
I see here, it's not super late. Doors at 7, music at 8.
Yes.
Yeah, music.
Which is
Little Billy Lost, Pow Pow Pow, Smitty at 9, Pow Pow Pow, and the Bickersons are going to finish it off at 10.
And, I'm looking forward to
there it. There is a rumor that the drummer in the Bickersons, Bapo, has a birthday that night. So birthday going
there
on.
There could be
night.
Cake.
Yeah.
Or beer cake. Sometimes beer is a cake.
Yeah.
You can put a candle in it.
How often have you done that before? Doubled? You
play? No. Have. So by accident wow. we did it in Detroit because yeah. it just
oh,
turned
no,
out.
Oh no, it is the
yeah.
second time.
Yeah, right, but so yeah. but yeah. in Detroit it was like sort of we had some room at the end of the second day yeah. of the All Star show that we were doing, and so I went back. You know, the whole band is there anyways. It's like Fred, Pat, James. Do you mind? We'll finish the night off. So technically, we shared the stage there, but we didn't promote it that way.
This is the first promoted, planned.
This is the full yeah. planned. And, well, that's cool. It's going to be very interesting. I mean, drums and then right up front to sing a full set. I'm curious, too.
And you're doing it back to back. It's not like Little Billy,
nope.
Bickerson, Smitty. It's Little Billy
it.
Smitty.
You got Little Billy Smitty.
Don't even leave the stage. Change places
move
and
stuff
whatnot.
Around. So Jess Townsend, our brand new drummer in Smitty Smitty and the Festones, she's a lefty. So I'm going to be on the righty for Little Billy.
Oh, so
I might actually bring some extra stuff so the switchy thing goes faster. But Jess is insane. Oh, my God, she's so
I didn't
good.
Know there was a new drummer.
Well, so we had Mike Joshua for a while, and he's playing in five bands now, and he's now,
as you
like,
guys are prone to doing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And he's like the program director for a radio show, and he's just like, Smitty, I just don't have the time.
A couple radio shows.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and I always knew it was going to be a temporary fix, anyways, and so I was just when I reached out,
it was
to
well
Jess,
worth it.
Oh my
it was
God,
a great
she's
fit.
So
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You know, she came in like just, shooting fire, and had all the right questions and just, she kills it. I'm really excited.
Fantastic. She knows the stuff better than we do.
She's a quick learn.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
she's great.
Insane.
She came in knowing everything, you know.
We got one more rehearsal
and
next
she's
week.
Patient with us old timers trying to review everything.
Yeah.
Which is not easy. Yeah.
No.
She must have walked in and said, what kind of band is this?
Exactly.
And you guys under 50? No.
No, we're not. No, nobody,
no
nobody,
one,
nobody
right?
under 50.
No one.
She's under 50.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she must have been like,
one.
What?
Yeah. I'm not even sure she's 40, quite frankly.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Jess. I don't know your age.
It's all right. That's all right.
So you guys want to go plug any other summer things?
We have some things coming.
So the two big ones, are definitely
yeah.
Square Root on Friday and the Met in
The Return,
Rhode Island on Thursday, June 29th.
Yeah.
But then Little Billy Lost will be at the Midway Cafe.
Matinee show
nice. On a Sunday with Holy Smoke and Shiverlane. And
oh,
that's on Sunday, July 16th.
I think that afternoon.
You're doing that on my birthday?
Is it your birthday?
Did you say July 16th?
July 16th. I think that's going to be a serious rock show.
Are you spoken for? Your better half wants you at home?
Jeez, I don't know. I'll see what
Bring
I can
her
do.
Down too or
yeah, because that's a great lineup.
There you go.
Yeah.
Holy smoke, Little Billy Lost in Shiverlane.
Yeah, that's
July 16th.
Like all
then
those
after
bands.
That. Right. Again, Little Billy Lost, because we're just built for speed. We're going to be at Faces Brewing on Friday, July 28th, with Holy Smoke. And then
Glow
the
Box.
Other band on the bill is Glowbox.
Yeah, love them, yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. So you guys are
I like them.
Little Billy's Little Billy's busy.
Little Billy's busy.
And then we're back
and,
at Square
then we're
Root.
We're going to shoot all the way into October, back to the Square Root with Classic Ruins. Little Billy Lost and the Bickersons.
Yeah,
we're going to host them up here as a way to say
up.
Thank you. And that's Saturday.
Return the favor.
21st. Yeah, and I think in November we're at Kodo.
Little Billy is at Kodo, and unofficially, and I don't even want to say the day yet because this really is a tease. There will be a Smitty Smitty show at the very beginning of November, and that's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, we're out to November now, so you get time.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you got a pretty busy slate.
Can I do a quick piece PSA?
Yeah.
Sherbet is not ice cream.
I agree with that.
You're welcome, America.
I concur. I'm with you on that.
I'm going to go
home
now.
I'm going to do a PSA now. Stop calling it tomato sauce.
It's gravy.
It's tomato gravy.
It's gravy.
This has been a PSA from WMFO.
See what happens when Smitty comes on. I've lost complete control.
My friend's dad, his family owned Prince Macaroni before it was Prince Macaroni. And Sammy always called it gravy.
It's gravy.
It's gravy.
But I knew that from my Italian buddies back in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's like, no,
it's gravy.
It's not
Sunday
sauce.
Gravy.
Right.
Right.
In the post, I posted as a one-man party. Right? I could just leave.
You two now.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't expect two. I could leave now. You get a half hour.
Oh, we'll just keep popping out.
You could cover a half hour.
Oh, easily. Easily. I mean, gee whiz, you know? I mean, I'm trying to think. So the last time we played together, so it was different nights. Smitty did one night for IPO in November, and then Little Bitty Lost, we finished it at IPO at the Midway Cafe.
Yes,
that's
yes.
How that works.
Yes, yeah. Well, because I also played with Michael Oliver.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Who we love, Michael Oliver. I don't know if he's listening right now. That guy is like amazing.
I'm a trollop. I get around.
Oh, Michael Oliver's so good. Matter
of
fact,
he's amazing.
I love
his music.
We've talked about trying to put together a Smiths kind of tribute thing, like one night only, because he loves the Smiths.
Oh, yeah,
I love
the
Smiths. You know, and it's not just because I'm a Smith, but you know,
they're
actually really good.
Didn't put that together.
Yeah, you know, that would be.
Wouldn't that
that's
be fun?
A great idea. Yeah.
Like not a tribute band, but like a tribute event.
Yeah.
It has to be with Michael Oliver.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Mike, if you're listening, apparently this has got traction.
Yep, we're going to do something
it's
with
all
that.
Kinds of, all kinds of breaking news here. All right. I gotta get back to a few. I gotta get back to some music that
back on track
that I told people I'd be playing.
Yeah.
So yeah. I want to thank you guys for coming in. At,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I kind of came uninvited. I just kind of said I'm coming.
Yeah.
Smitty. I said bring him along. I said sure.
I guess plus I could see him, you know.
You can do that with me.
I could see him physically, you know, and see like what the difference is between the hospital version of James and the, you know, walking around version.
I'll be wearing a Johnny for these next couple of shows. Just in case. Right?
Not necessary information.
Yeah, I told him. I want him to wear the Johnny and wear it like, you know, traditional. Just get so you're.
I'm just going to come prepared. Something goes wrong.
You know,
call 911. I'll see you.
A stretcher right in the back.
Oh, God, love it.
Lay down and wheel you out.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Play some music.
I'm going to play some music. This is, I don't know how to, I think it's Jack, J-A-T-K. So I really don't know how to pronounce it, but here's a new song by, I guess it's Jack. All right, here we go.
Such a fool. say you're down on your luck. Hey, baby, it's a long, long way up. Hold back now. Hold back your fears. You say you're really down and out, and you feel like there's no way out now. Let go now. Let go your tears. Is this a hand of fate now that I'm in doubt? You're so disillusioned, this can't be real. And you can't stand now the way you feel. I don't care about what they say. I won't live or die that way. Tired of figuring out things on my own. Angel's wings, won't you care?
That was Social Distortion with Angel's Wings. Mike Ness was just diagnosed with tonsil. I believe it's tonsil cancer. So, and they were going to tour, put a record out. That's all been on hold, but hopefully he will get through this thing. I'm sure he will, but some tough news there. Before that, the Rupert Selection with Taking Turns and Jack with Anna. 936 WM.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
In Candy's room, there are pictures of her heroes on the wall. To get to Candy's room, gotta walk darkness at Candy's hall. Strangers from the city call my baby's number and they bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I might be Candy's boy. There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face, a sadness all her own, from which no man can keep Candy safe. We kissed, and my heart was just in my brain, and the blood rushes in my veins, the fire rushes through the sky. And we go driving, driving deep into the night. I go driving deep into the light, in Candy's eyes. She says, baby, if you wanna be wild, we'll be right back.
That was Black Joe Lewis with My Blood Ain't Running Right. Before that, we heard Springsteen with Candy's Room. Bouncing Souls, new Bouncing Souls song, is called Back to Better off that 10 Stories High release, just came out. And the Ike Riley Assassination with the Boat Song. 9:50, we got about 10 minutes left. Got a few more to crank out here. This is sung by a band called Soraya.
It was a weekend.
All right, I got to get out of here. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, Midnight Callers with New York Tramp, you just heard, and before that, Soraya with Jackson Song. Got time for one more. Going to play a song by a local band called The Babes. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.